This is CliffCentral.com.
Time for us to spend a bit of time with the CEO of Auto Trader, George Meany, who's brought in a couple of stories on Fridays. This is how we wrap things up. I love it. How are you, George?
Good and you, Gareth.
Great. Terrific. What do you got for us today?
Besides the tangled wires.
Oh, sorry. Pick your chair up. And,
there we go. There we go. Almost there.
You're such a... At least you know how the studio works, you know. Sia and Mabale have been in here for years and they still get confused. Mind you, so do I. All right, what's happening? What's going on this week?
The Mercedes-Benz X-Class. I don't know if you know, Mercedes-Benz brought out a Bucky.
What?
Yep, Bucky. That's what it looks like. It looks like a regular Ford Ranger.
It does, really. It's not very nice.
It's there's a bit of controversy around this this X-Class Bucky, but it's here, and it's a German Bucky. So it should do well, because South Africans love German cars.
We love Buckys. What are you talking about?
Fueled by a 3-litre turbocharged V6 diesel motor. Don't know why there's a diesel in there, but
because it's a Bucky, man.
Because it's a Bucky, exactly. Gonna retail between 642 and 791,000 rand for Bucky. So it should launch in May with four models in their lineup. I don't know. Mercedes-Benz Bucky. I don't know.
Hey, maybe we should test it out.
Yeah. We will. We will.
You tell us what you think of it.
I will tell you what we think of it indeed. And then a controversial story. I don't know if you heard. Uber's self-driving test car had a crash.
Yeah, apparently they'd hit some passenger.
Yes. A person pushing a bicycle.
Pedestrian. Yeah. But George, this is a very tiny mishap on the curve of improving the self-driving car. It obviously attracts a lot of controversy, and people are going to whine and whinge and complain about it. And we don't know whether this person jumped in front of the car. We don't know whether the car was out of control. There was apparently a driver at the wheel anyway. But now everybody gets hysterical, and the wheels grind to a halt.
Well, they found out a little bit more. It turns out that this Uber self-driving car had two cameras, one facing forward, one facing backwards, and recorded the entire incident.
Oh.
And it turns out that this 49-year-old Elaine Herzberg, who died in hospital, stepped out of the shadows at the last possible second in the middle of the road. And not even the human that was at the wheel of the car, monitoring the car, saw what had happened.
But you see, we expect a car to be 100% right all the time.
You absolutely can't. You can't. So, nonetheless, I think it's kind of caused this initiative to take to slow down a little bit, because Uber, Toyota, Nissan, and Honda and Hyundai have all suspended their self-driving tests.
Oh God!
Result.
Here we go. Hysteria kicks in.
So hopefully it'll pick up again, but for the moment everybody's frickin' panicking, and that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And then on top of that, the UK has published a bill called the Automotive and Electric Vehicle Bill.
Yes.
Which is set to monitor and control the ordinary principles of negligence around self-driving cars. So it looks like the UK is actually ahead of the legal situation.
Governments start making these laws about 20 years after they've started driving electric cars in those countries. So that's a progress of a kind.
It is kind of a progress of a kind. And then thirdly, the world's first 3D printed car is due on the roads in 2019. Looks like a bit of a bug.
It's horrible.
It is horrible.
It's one of those smart car type things.
It does look like a bit of a smart car called an LCEV. And there are only a few components on this car that's not 3D printed, which are the chassis, the glass windscreen, and the tires are made of conventional materials.
Wow, it's a 3D printed car. Now, there's some interesting stuff you didn't expect to hear this Friday morning. Imagine driving around in a car that someone's printed at home.
Exactly. And only goes for about £7,100.
Well, now we're talking.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this car is set to shake things up a little bit.
Are you going to drive one of those, George?
Well, if it comes to South Africa, I definitely will.
Of course you will.
Of course I will. Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. All right. I think it looks...
Can it even fit two people?
Looks like it. Don't know. Haven't seen the inside of it.
All right. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
Don't know how well you'd do in an accident or if the roads get slippery, but it's cute.
It's very cute.
All right.
And then Honda is trying to make the world's fastest lawnmower.
Why?
Because they can and because they've got the record from before. So they previously recorded 188 kilometers per hour 4 years ago on a lawnmower.
Okay, but does this thing actually cut the lawn at the same time?
It is reported to be able to cut lawn at 160 kilometers per hour.
That's phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
You could get your garden done in 2.5 minutes.
2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
So they're aiming for 215 kilometers per hour. Previous record was 188. This little lawnmower can do 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in 3 seconds.
That's quite incredible. That's faster than most of our cars.
Exactly. It's driven by a 1,000cc Honda motorbike engine.
Let it not be said that Auto Central and you and the rest of the team only pay attention to sports cars. You've got lawnmowers. You've got 3D printed cars. This is fantastic.
I absolutely love it. That's it. That's the news of the week, except for Formula One happening this weekend. It's going to be extremely interesting because there's a lot of talk about Ferrari being the strongest. There's a lot of talk about Mercedes being the strongest. But I've got some news on the pit girls.
Oh, yes.
They are being replaced by children on the pit lane. Yeah. So they have recruited 40 children from Australia's auto sport sector. And they will be replacing the pit girls this weekend.
Oh, my God. All right, kids. There we go. So just in case you weren't bored with Formula One before, now you will be.
Cheers, Gareth.
Thank you, George. Don't miss Auto Central. It's on every Monday on cliffcentral.com. It's brought to you by Auto Trader, and that's George Meany, CEO, and one of the only people I know who can bring a lawnmower and a 3D printed car and the coolest in innovation, plus a Mercedes Bucky in. And that's just in 1 week. Yes. Tell you what. Just when you think you know everything, then that happens.
This is cliffcentral.com.